Hello, beautiful souls. I'm your host, Shakira Moore, and welcome to episode 17 in the series, Revisited. This is going to be the last episode in the Revisited series because I'm taking a break. I have been delivering content weekly since the start of 2021 without fail, and your girl needs a break. So I thought it was highly appropriate that I revisit previously recorded season 2, episode 9, Christmas Wishes. I won't be putting out an episode next week, and with a little over a week to go, I thought, why not revisit that episode? I mean, we are in the Christmas period, so the wishes I had for last year are pretty much the same for this year. So that's the episode I'm going to revisit this week. Before I go into the episode, just a couple housekeeping matters. I will be off for the rest of the year, and I will return with a brand new season in January of 2022. I am so excited. I can't wait to share with you what I have in store. Guests, more proverbs, short stories, anecdotes, lyrics, of course, from my favorite reggae and dancehall songs. And did I mention guests? I'm so excited, and I hope you are too. I'm coming back with a new look. Yes, I'm updating the logo for the show, and I'm excited to share that with you as well. So keep an eye out. I'll be sharing little details here and there across the socials for the podcast. So if you're not yet following the Perspective Matters on Instagram or Twitter, you can also keep up with the show on our Facebook page, and I will drop all the links for all the socials in the show notes. So let's get into this episode. Happy listening. I could not let the season pass without doing an episode just to share my Christmas wishes and my greetings with you. But before I do that, I just wanted to give a special shout out to my listeners. So I'm excited about the fact that I'm getting tremendous support with this podcast, and I really wanted to express my gratitude and my appreciation for all the support and all the feedback that I've been receiving for the episodes. And I just wanted to shout out the countries that actually support and listen to the podcast. So big shout out to Canada, Jamaica, United States, Nigeria, Spain, Ireland, United Kingdom, Australia, Belgium, Rwanda, Germany, South Africa, Singapore, Italy, and Sweden. So thank you guys so much for your continued support. Thank you for the feedback. I really do appreciate it, and it helps me to keep going on. So I wanted to share 5 Christmas wishes with you, and it is my hope that as you listen to these wishes, that they will leave you feeling good and inspired, and that you'll also come up with your own wishes for the season as well. So my first wish for you is an abundance of health. I wish for you long life, excellent health, and the strength to face each day. So my Christmas wish for you is that as you continue through this season, that you will have an abundance of excellent health, that mentally you will be strong enough to face any other challenges or obstacles or issues that may come your way, that you take the time to take care of your mental health and your physical health, and you will put them as priority, because without your health, without your mental health, then you have nothing. This body that we inhabit, we cannot exist on this earth without it. So my encouragement and my wish for you is that you take care of it, that you show it lots of love, and that you are kind and that you are gentle with it, and that you put your mental health as priority and do whatever is necessary for you to be able to make it through the rest of this year and step into 2021 feeling confident because you have done the work in 2020. My second wish for you deals with spirituality. And my wish for you is, may your relationship with the divine blossom and flourish.
May you look inward more than you do outward. May you find the wisdom to know that your outward reality is a direct reflection of your internal reality. May you spend more time marveling at the beauty that is this earth and the handiwork that our Creator has done. May your spirituality become more important to you than it already is. May you lean more into your belief and your faith. May you seek divine wisdom in everything that you do. May you grow. May you gain the spirit of discernment. This is my wish for you for the Christmas. My third wish is wealth. My beautiful souls, I wish for each and every one of you multiple income streams. I heard this year that if you are only earning income from one source, that you are indeed hustling backward. So my wish for each and every one of you is that for 2021, and if you can start right now, then by all means go for it. But I wish for you multiple income streams. I wish for you to abandon the lack mindset. I wish for you the knowledge and understanding that wealth starts in your mind, and that you embrace the abundance concept, and that you lean into the idea that you can think things into results. I wish for you all the prosperity that this universe can bring, and I hope that you will thrive and that you will live abundantly. The fourth Christmas wish has to do with relationships. May your relationships fulfill you and pour into you as much as, if not more, than how you pour into them. Jim Rohn has been quoted as saying, "You are the sum total of the five people you spend the most time with." So my Christmas wish for you is that the five people you spend the most time with are the best possible people you could spend any time with, because they will indeed have a tremendous impact on your life. I pray that your relationships bring peace, that they push you to become a better person, that they will impact you in a positive way, that you also will be impactful in this relationship, be it familial, be it platonic, be it romantic. I wish for you nothing but love, joy, peace, and prosperity in all your relationships. My fifth and final Christmas wish for you, my beautiful souls, is about your life's journey. And my wish for you is that you will create the time, find and make the time to envision what you want your 2021 to look like. May your goals be audacious. May your dreams scare and excite you at the same time. May the universe bring all the resources that you need to prosper. May you use the lessons to make better decisions. All the challenges and obstacles that you have overcome are setting you up for bigger and better things. So my beautiful souls, thank you so much for all your support. I pray that as you go on through this Christmas and the holiday season, that your heart will be filled with love, with joy, with peace. May there be laughter in your house. May the blessings of Christmas and the holiday season fill your life today and throughout the rest of the year. And if you can avoid it, please don't spend the holiday alone. Find a friend, family, or a loved one and truly enjoy the time and the fellowship that this season brings. So my beautiful souls, I'm sending you thoughtful and truly sincere wishes. May the treasures and the traditions of Christmas fill your heart with hope and happiness. And until next time, remember, there are two sides to every coin. Just flip it to get the full view. Catch you next week. Bye.